Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, the Drunk in Charge Ryan Castles, and we will sit and spin coming up with 10 songs that stutter. Our Men's Room blank question, the worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, G. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, last time I called you, by the way, I crashed my car, but hey, I'm back on my feet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's all good now, Hey, okay, so this story comes when I was 17 years old, and I got my first job at a pet store a week after high school. Now, this pet store pretty much has everything you could probably want. Puppies, kittens, bunnies, snakes, reptiles, we got bugs, we had scorpions, tarantulas, we pretty much had everything except like the fish. So my job was to essentially clean and medicate all these animals. So about 6 months into the job, our big feeder rat, you know how people feed rats their big old snakes and stuff, rabbits or whatever. Okay, so we sell these rats.
Hang on.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Okay, try it again without the brown words.
Okay, so my job was to clean all these animals, and so the feeder mice numbers are missing. We should have 50. Why is there less? Come to find out that the big rat that got out was jumping into the feeder cage, the feeder mice cage, grabbing a mouse or two, dragging it under the whole display, and eating them. The only way we found this out is because the store started smelling like death. So they direct me to go find it. I find it, and what did I find is a caked-on, baked-on, like 12-by-6 rectangle of scattered mice carcasses of bones and steels, skin, back, flesh, rotten guts, and just I was like 12, 13 mice, easy, caked-on, eaten. Like, there's missing bodies of mice under the damn display.
So, where's this big-ass rat at?
We eventually caught him in a trap, like, a couple weeks later.
What do you use
and
for bait? Another mouse?
Cute.
I mean, he wasn't one of the original animals that you had in there as a feeder rat, was he? You knew who got loose?
He was, and he got out. And we found it out because our numbers of the feeder rats stayed the same. We sold all the feeder rats. There was still one missing. The numbers of the mice added up. We found the graveyard. And then we figured the dang rat had somehow bypassed all the dog food, all the bags of cat food, and decided to develop a taste for mice flesh and proceeded to essentially cannibalize his cousins for like 2.5 weeks.
It's probably the best 2.5 weeks of his life. Mm-hmm. That rat,
I bet you it was, but I had to clean that up, and I was gagging. I've never seen such carnage before.
How do you scrape, like, do you use a spatula? What's the tool you use?
Yeah, it was pretty much like a wet mop, but it had a sharp blade at the end of it. So essentially, it's like a gum scrubber. So I kind of had to lean into that to kind of take that off the floor, you know?
To you, what was the scariest animal that you guys had in there? Like, what was the thing that you just didn't want to touch, mess with, have to deal with, clean the tank? What was it?
Oh, scorpion. Easy.
And why? Just based on
that guy is fully armed and tiny and.
What does one practically do with a scorpion? Keep it as a pet?
I don't know why people.
Hey, come on, dude. Good lord, man.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Sucker. Mother.
All right, we got to move on after that one.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
I mean, you said, like, just no more brown words. Even if he had picked a different cuss word, I'd have felt bad. F-bomb, mother F, or anything. Like, no, you went right back to the brown.
Speaking of chocolate.
If your nickname's Scorpion, do you have to have one? Or just a tattoo?
Probably the tattoo, and I assume you're a badass.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see he hangs out with Snake?
While we're letting our dump ramp back up, here's another one on the highway. No shame in going to extreme lengths to get your hands on some delicious chicken nuggets. They are, after all, the nectar of the fast food gods. However, if you're in Alabama, the authorities would really, really like you to refrain from eating the ones that spilled off a truck onto the side of a highway this weekend. Per a strongly worded note from the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. Over the weekend, an 18-wheeler carrying chicken tenders was involved in an accident, scattering its cargo of precious box bread and meat chunks all over the side of the road. Naturally, like many delicious road spills before, it caught the attention of hungry passersby, some of whom decided it was worth stopping to scoop up some free nugs. Though, as your instincts may have told you, eating chicken nuggets that have been sitting out in the elements for 24 hours is not exactly safe.
Oh, it's been out there for 24 hours?
Oh, sure. Our men's room blank question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
But they're nuggets.
No, Ted, no.
They're nuggets.
When we first heard the story, we both agreed we might swipe some street nuggets.
Yeah.
But my assumption is, like, this accident is an hour old, maybe. I'll grab a few. I did not realize it was a full day later sitting outside, man. You're still grabbing a street nugget.
I just have a hard time thinking anything in a chicken nugget can go bad.
But it can.
I guess.
There's not a ton of chicken in it, but that little bit could go
south. I think it depends on the brand.
But I couldn't even tell you the brands of chicken nuggets. I just know their shapes.
I only know one brand. There's just some that are better than others.
Tyson?
I just some are, you know.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm not naming favorites.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. You don't have a favorite,
favorites
you
here.
Have a favorite brand of chicken nuggets?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, so going to college, working nights down in Raymond cleaning the theater. Most nights, not too bad, but occasionally the theater would run a special. They'd run a midnight movie, and everyone would show up. So movies would be like Monty Python, The Holy Grail, or Jabberwocky.
All right.
And those were bad, but the worst was when they would run Pink Floyd's The Wall.
What was the thing that they would do during The Wall?
Well, they would run a midnight showing, and they would let every high school kid in Western Washington come in with as much alcohol as they could carry. So those kids would proceed to drink massively and then puke all over the theater.
I mean, good times.
Everywhere.
Like, why would you want to be a part of that? Hey, dude, want to go to a movie theater and puke with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It was the fun time in Redden.
I almost, though, all fairness aside, I'd almost be in a midnight, I'd rather be in a midnight showing of Pink Floyd's The Wall with a bunch of rowdy teenagers who are drinking and throwing up than I would at a sober performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, that's just a terrible
movie.
Can
you not drink at the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, it's a very stupid movie, and you're wasting your time.
Yeah, it's a musical, and it'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I
and people throw toast at the screen, and it's just one of those things where it's kind of like...
Do people honestly enjoy that movie, or is it just... Is it like going for Black Friday, right? Where it's like...
I think it's Black Friday.
You're walking into a stupid situation. You know it's a stupid situation, but you just do it to be a part of something.
I think it's like a goth phase. Some people get gothy and stay gothy,
right?
But I feel like a lot of people are just kind of high school goths,
right? Just trying to see if that makes sense for how they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like after I got over 30, nobody's ever been like, "Hey, we gotta go see Rocky Horror Picture Show."
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
After a certain age,
I'm sure there's that one old creepy guy that's really into it.
Yeah, because he's old and creepy. Yeah.
And like,
I enjoy watching the transvestite on screen and throwing toast at him.
Men's Room blank question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
And why is it like every, like once a year, some local news station has to do a whole story on a theater that does it?
It's like, dude,
that's the only reason I know what that damn movie is.
It's like, this isn't news anymore. It's been around for, the longest running movie in cinematic history?
Yeah, and there's other movies that should still be in theaters, not that.
Yeah, that is not the one. Hello, Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
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 So, before I moved out here, I lived in Fort Benning, Georgia with three of my friends in 2016. And we decided in October to go to Talladega for the NASCAR race because we were down in the South. Why not? So instead of getting a hotel, we decided to get a camper. So we had to fill up three big coolers worth of beer, burgers, hot dogs. We got milk at breakfast and pretty much everything to make burgers and hot dogs and some sides.
I got a question for you, man. I don't know a lot about racing, but you always hear about Talladega being one of the big speedways. Where is that?
It's in Alabama. If you ask me where in Alabama it actually is, I probably couldn't tell you.
Okay, I was curious of the state because I don't think I ever thought about where that was.
Yeah. We're not big NASCAR fans by any means, but it seemed like kind of like the thing to do in the South, so we decided to do it. So for that entire weekend, we just got plastered drunk. By the time we got back to Fort Benning at like 10 o'clock on Sunday, we were just like, you know, we're tired, we need to recover, we got to wake up early, for work the next day. We just put the coolers on the side of the house. We're like, we'll clean it tomorrow. That's tomorrow's problem. Lo and behold, we forgot about them. And in January of 2017, me and my three friends, we all went to Ranger School. And I decided to take the extended stay. Didn't graduate until July. So I graduated in July, and two of my friends had moved out to their respective new assignments. And my parents, when they got down there, were going to get one of those coolers in the back because I had a pretty nice cooler. It was kind of a Yeti knockoff from Gander Mountain.
All right.
They're like, oh, we're going to go get your cooler, fill it up with some beer so you can have a beer or two after you graduate. And I guess they opened it up and found all the contents in there. And my dad was like, Michael, you got some problems in your backyard right now. And I was like, all right, I got to move out in like 2 weeks anyway, so I got to clear it all out. And so I went home, talked to my buddy Cam. All right, let's take a look back at these coolers. And there was three of them in the backyard. We opened them up, and it was just the most horrific smell, horrific thing I've ever seen. The burgers, the cheese, they all had maggots. The milk, it turned into like a green slush. It was terrible. So we went to Home Depot, got like the full painter suit, the yellow, the gloves, the booties and all that. We were cleaning them out in the front yard. And if you didn't know any better, either our house was getting fumigated or we were having a meth lab in our house.
Yeah.
It took us about an hour, and we had no choice because you had to clear out the entire property before you could move out. And it was by far I'm getting a little nauseous just thinking about it still.
Did you end up saving your cooler?
No. I chucked that one up to a loss, put it in the back of my truck, across Fort Benning, and put it right in the dumpster.
I would have gone right to the dump with all of it.
Straight
just
up, man.
Pick it up, take it in the back of the truck, get it out of there.
Well, he said it was a knockoff.
Yeah. Still to come, Ryan Castle, the Drunk in Charge. He'll be in to Sit and Spin today. We've got 10 songs that stutter a positive drinking story is also coming up right after emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Our Men's Room blank question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. Here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, I was awoken one day from a well-deserved afternoon nap. I was watching my 18-month-old son, and he had awoken from his nap and climbed onto the bed with me and sat on my chest. Before my eyes could focus, I smelled a familiar smell. My reflexes took over. I instinctively grabbed his wrist as he sat straddled on my chest, little fingers reaching for my face, little brown stinky fingers reaching for my face. Yes, you guessed it.
fecal matter, feces everywhere, all over my bedroom floor, my bedding, my shirt, my clothes. The carpet was like a minefield. Each step was a risk, but a risk that needed to be taken. I rushed him to the shower, struggling to keep his hands from his face, my face, and everything else. I washed him down with plenty of soap and warm water. Then I set about steam cleaning the carpet four times and washing the bedding. When my wife got back from her sister, she mentioned how nice her bedroom looked and smelled. That from Kenny. Guys, years ago I worked in a movie theater, and that in itself is disgusting. From used condoms to an open catheter, I've seen just about everything in those filthy seats. Well, on this occasion, I was working as a greeter, tearing tickets and directing guests to the theater when my manager comes up to me holding a broom and porter. This particular manager was a woman about 10 years my senior and the kind of person that asked us not to swear around her because she found it offensive. She tells me a bathroom check for the restrooms located on the far end of the theater has been called and she'd take my place as a greeter so I could go and clean it up. Didn't think much about it because some of the managers were lazy and I guess felt cleaning bathrooms was beneath them. So I took my minimum wage ass to the other side of the theater only to find that not only one but three bathroom stalls were covered in vomit. I definitely let that particular manager know what I thought about her after that. Movie theaters are disgusting. Stay classy. That from Allie. We, I think, need to move on to some birthday requests here. Hola, Bicholas, it is my son Tracy's 18th birthday. Would you please wish him a happy birthday on this day? He officially becomes a man within its time to take off the leash and the dirty Germans discussing shoes. He is a sneakerhead. With much love from Mom and Caden. Thanks, guys. That from Monique.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, happy birthday. I'm curious to find out more about this sneakerhead.
Yeah, sneakerhead. It involves a little bit of soul.
Yeah. Jesus. And tongue.
Yeah. But, Air Maxes.
All mentions today is my childhood friend Cody's birthday. We've been friends for over 10 years and still talk. He's 25. I know he would love the dirty Germans talking about meat. Thanks, guys. That from Clay.
Yeah, we talk about the meat all the time. It could be bacon. It could be roast beef. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the best thing about meat is it comes in all shapes and sizes. You can have it in bowls. You could have it in a tube shape, like a sausage.
Yeah, it's also curtains.
Yeah, that's what I like about these Italians. They put the sausage with the meatballs.
Yeah, that's a spicy meatball.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor and horse bitches, today's my best friend Tyler's 26th birthday. Can he get the dirty Germans talking about blackout tequila nights? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bring the out and the tequila. I will bring the black.
Yeah, one time, actually, I was out with Thrill, and we had a blackout tequila night since I woke up with a troll.
Yeah, with big underwear.
Was that that night? This is a bit, Miles.
Oh, gotcha. Cholas, name is Mark, and today's my 29th. Love the show, and you guys listen day every day here. Helps me get through the day. Could I get some turtle wax with Thrill doing the ooh in the paws? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. Guys, it's Albino Matt's 30th birthday today. Please give him a big old bong rip followed by a couple of Thrills gits. And oh my God, what the hell was that, bro? Thanks, y'all. Rock on and stay beautiful. And from the Ginger Midget and Sister Kayla.
Dick! Dick! Dick!
Oh my God, what the f*** is that?
How about a fish sandwich for Big T on Bainbridge, helping everyone on their New Year's resolution for a better and more healthy body? Thanks, guys. That from Jamie.
Fish sandwich.
Hola, Bicholas. After almost 5 years of being stationed here, I'm on my final birthday in the great state of Washington. And since no one else is cool enough to do this for me, hell with it. I'll do it myself. I turned the very large and in charge 31 today. Can I have the newest barbershop fish sandwich and an andro penis? Thanks, guys. That from Judge Gibbs.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Hola, guys. I was hoping you'd wish my wonderful boyfriend, Tim, a happy birthday on his 39th trip around the sun. Maybe a fish sandwich and the dirty German speaking about something electrician-related. Thanks, guys, for all you do. Sincerely, from Laura.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, all I can say about electricity is I want to put my prong in your outlet.
Yeah, electricity is a lot like a man and a woman. First we need a spark, and then I'm going to let it flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a current.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
All right, just coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. A positive drinking story has some practical uses for alcohol besides actually drinking it. But first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Now,
before we get into this, I want to make it very clear. We are not making fun of people with stutters today on Sit and Spin.
See, when you open with that, now everyone's going to assume we are making fun
now,
of people.
Now, before I say this, I want you to know that I'm not racist. But
I was downtown the other day.
This is the one speech disorder that is celebrated in music.
Is it celebrated or is it just used?
They do it.
Okay.
You don't do it because you don't like it. Right?
That's called paying taxes and bills.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that all these songs we will know. So they're all popular songs. So, you know what I mean? It obviously is a successful formula.
It's inclusive. You want me to sing your song, and then I put out this song. They're saying, hey, anyone can sing.
Yeah. Well, everybody has different singers have different tricks. Like David Draymond, he does the monkey noises, the jungle sounds, all that stuff. Anthony Kiedis from the Chili Peppers just gives up.
Right.
In the middle of the song and just starts naming states. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I mean,
but you don't hear a song like here's a song with a guy with a lisp.
Not yet.
No.
But maybe, just maybe in the future.
Oh, we need to find lispy songs.
One thing that we do know is a stutter can be corrected.
Sure.
It's one of those things where if you go to a speech therapist or whatever they are, they can cure your stutter.
But to sing these songs, you want your stutter in full
You have
effect.
To learn your stutter.
Can you re-stutter?
All right, let's figure out what we got here on some stuttering songs. So these are 10 songs.
Stutter
songs.
Where there's a stutter in
there. Yeah.
Okay.
10, number 10. Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Lee. Country. Oh, but working too hard to give you a heart attack. You wanna know by now.
I wonder what made him do that.
Wait,
I mean, a heart attack's bad enough. But a heart attack.
I think you're actually having a heart attack, if that's how you say it.
I had never considered that a stutter until today.
I'm having a heart attack.
Right.
Do you hear that when you call 911?
Right. It almost sounds like he just started skipping all of a sudden. You know?
He's moving out. He had a heart attack, and now he's leaving.
Heart attack. Can't stay there anymore.
These are 10 songs that stutter on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
You'd be surprised how many songs stutter out there. We had more songs than we needed for this list.
I forgot that he stutters as much as he does. I knew baby, but then he's like, you still...
I think he does it more and more as the song goes on, too.
It's almost like he's struggling to find the lyric.
Like he can't remember what he's supposed to sing.
Or he just had done a whole bunch of cocaine when they recorded it.
Nothing.
Randy Bachman. There you go. A little Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Bachman.
Baby.
Nothing.
Get to it. What do you want to tell me?
Just say it.
Yeah, just let me. Quit leaving me hanging. These are 10 songs that stutter on Sit and Spin.
Number 8. Welcome to the jungle.
No,
Sha-na-na-na-na-nee.
Can you even do it?
Is that an ode to sha-na-na or knee?
It seems odd to, like, fall into it mid-sentence.
Sha-na-na-na-na-nee.
This was a tough one for Axel, because then he gets in the middle of, where do we go? And then literally, he honestly doesn't know where the song's going.
That was a totally different song, but yeah.
Oh, it was a different song?
Yeah, that was Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, same difference.
That's cool.
But whatever. That's why we're not the music experts.
Same album. You're on the right track.
That's why we bring you in here.
It is Guns N' Roses, right?
Same band? Okay. 10 songs
of Bachman Turner Overdrive when they was.
It's only the Guess Who. These are 10 songs of Stutter on 6 Spin.
Number 7. Changing the face of spray.
I think with David Bowie, we could attribute this one to drugs as well.
Or but he's singing the other lines just fine.
Right.
He just can't do the changes.
Maybe he hired a bunch of backup singers with stutters, so they just do the changes.
He's just a good guy. That's all it is.
Right.
That's
10 songs that stutter on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
So here's my question. Is Susudio, is that really, it could be just one word, and that's how you say it, because I don't think it's a real word, right?
Well, Susudio.
Wasn't it a person, like a chick's name or something like that?
It sounds like a shampoo from the 80s.
Susudio.
Well, he says, she's all I needed all my life. So I'm assuming that Susudio is his girlfriend. Or a girl he likes.
Right.
I thought for years he was just in the studio.
Stu Studio.
Right? Did nobody else think that way?
Stu Studio. Makes sense.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Yeah.
And it's a word.
Right? He's just making up stuff.
Or maybe it was a girl named Stu. Ooh.
These are 10 songs that Beef stutter stew. On Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
It's like Foghorn Leghorn thing.
Now, I'm pretty sure this is a cover. It's a cover, and the original did it as well. So credit to the original.
Who's the original singer?
I don't remember.
Probably an old blues guy.
Slipping my mind right now.
Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah.
You ever had a chance to meet the lovely and talented George Thorogood?
I met the Destroyers, not George Thorogood.
Oh,
George
Thorogood is a real joy.
They were on the bus. He was on the plane.
He's a real happy guy to be around.
He made his band take a bus and he flew.
Either that or he just didn't want to talk to anybody. They were like, he's not here.
George has this look on his face like, F you. And then when you talk to him, what comes out of his mouth is basically, F you.
It all matches. Well, he's consistent at least.
Yeah, that's true.
10 songs that stutter on 6 Spin.
Number 4.
I always love that song. That's the Knack My Sharona.
Yeah.
It's been made in the 500s. My Bologna.
Somewhere along the way.
During the Iran, when they were holding Americans hostage, the movie Argo's about that. It was Ayatollah. Yeah.
I worked with somebody.
I'm glad that we could make light of that.
I can't remember who the hell it was, but like their sister married the lead singer for the Knack. It was a big deal. And I thought, no, it's not. It's not a big deal at all. You know what I mean? Like, where's the wedding? Detroit? It's time. These are 10 songs that stutter. Is it 4 right now? Is that where we're at?
3.
Oh, we made it to number 3.
Number 3.
Elton John.
Again, I'm going to go back to cocaine on this one.
He also struggles to say magazine.
Is this why Elton John?
Subscription to a magazine?
What's that?
Is this why Elton John and Billy Joel tour together?
Probably.
Oh, the piano guys.
Yeah. They have a shared affinity for the stammer.
The stammer tour.
These are 10 songs that stutter on Sit and Spin.
Number 2.
So, In Mike's defense, it just said my generation on the list, and obviously he automatically thought we were talking about Limp Bizkit instead.
Are you kidding?
Instead of the Who?
No way!
Fine. I guess it applies.
All right,
the Limp Bizkit version probably wouldn't have been number two on the list, though.
I was a little surprised to see Bizkit up here.
Did they stutter it all?
Dude, I forgot they even covered that song.
I know.
I wondered why it was so high on the list.
Jesus. Yeah, there you go. So, Limp Bizkit covering the Who, my generation.
Okay. All right, these are our 10 songs that stutter. We have made it to number one.
Number one.
Poop his brains out. Catman Dude sounds like a big dump, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I gotta go make a
Catman Dude.
I always like to share the story about the time I met Bob Seger and we split a Benson and Hedges, and that's why I get cold sores now.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. There you go. We appreciate it. 10 songs that stutter on Sit and Spin. Still to come, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. And speaking of, a positive drinking story has some practical uses for alcohol besides drinking it. That is coming up next, yes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of Profile that's on the way, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
And now, the Men's Room presents another positive drinking story.
Time once again for another positive drinking story, although we know that we love to drink the alcohol. Believe it or not, there are a lot of other practical applications for alcohol other than drinking it.
I'm going to pretend like I'm interested.
Okay, all right. They say, as far as alcohol goes, there's nothing better than to knock a couple back with friends, enjoy the time and everything else. But when you're in need of a pinch, alcohol is there to help you. The problem is your feet stink.
Yes.
Next time you're taking a sip from Kettle One, make sure to pour a little on your Tootsies. The high alcohol content will kill the odor-causing bacteria on your feet.
It's also a good look when you have, someone sexy you over, you take a little sip of vodka, then dump some on your toes.
Here's a crazy one. Your car battery died, right? While you should never drink and drive, it's perfectly okay for your car battery to do so. In fact, if it's dead, red wine could bring it back to life.
Huh.
Red wine is an acidic liquid that allows the electrons to flow freely between the positive and negative terminals of a battery, providing sufficient energy to start an engine.
Nice.
Speaking of cars, you run out of windshield wiper fluid and a screw-up, maybe. Take a gallon jug. Mix 3 cups of vodka, 4 cups of water, and 2 teaspoons of liquid dishwashing detergent. Shake well, then pour that mixture into your reservoir. Apparently, it works better than some of the stuff that you can buy.
Now, maybe we should just start doing that.
Maybe you're cooking and you don't have any vanilla extract. Maybe you're making some cookies, cookie dough, whatever. You don't have any. Don't fret. If you substitute an equal amount of Frangelico or Bailey's Irish Cream,
it
will do the same thing. It's got Frangelico sitting around the house.
No one even uses it in the bar.
No, it just stands there looking tall and skinny.
It's the bottle that's got the dust on it.
Yes.
All right, maybe you've got snails in your yard, right? Well, to rid your yard of slimy invaders like snails, bury a jar lid so that the rim is level with the soil, then fill that with beer. Slugs and snails are attracted to the yeast in the beer, and they will overindulge until they drown.
Always.
It's like a 21st birthday.
How about this one? You're in the middle of cooking dinner, and the recipe calls for lemon juice, but you don't have any lemon juice. Here's what to do.
Pledge.
Move that glass of white wine you're sipping away from your lips and substitute it for the lemon juice using the same amount called for in the recipe.
Right.
It actually works out. All right, how about this one? You've got an old suit in your closet. You haven't worn it in 30 years. Maybe it was like an Armani, but you need to get rid of that musty odor by misting it. You can do so with some unflavored vodka. The alcohol will kill the odorous bacteria without imparting any unwanted smell on its own and without actually hurting your clothes.
Nice.
Does it matter what grade of vodka?
Just
unflavored, man.
As long as it's not flavored, as long as it's odorless. Your yard is overrun with poison ivy. Kill the noxious weed with a mixture of 2 tablespoons of vodka and 2 cups of water.
Gladly.
Pour that solution into a spray bottle and spritz away. Vodka's dehydrating action will kill poison ivy soon after the leaves are saturated. Like, almost immediately. And it's only 2 tablespoons of vodka.
Damn.
So you're not wasting a whole lot. And finally, you're grilling some steaks, and they always turn out tough. Old red wine, the bottle you have to cook with, that makes a great meat tenderizer and marinade. Put the meat in a self-sealing bag. Pour the leftover wine in that. the cooked meat will have a juicy, tender texture.
Okay.
So there you go. Some practical uses for alcohol besides drinking it. Speaking of drinking, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Well, today we toast an unidentified woman from Jacksonville, Florida. Now, like the story we brought you a week ago about the woman cruising the Walmart parking lot in an electric scooter while drinking wine from a Pringles can, Pringles makes another appearance. In this case, it's the classiest way possible. It involves a woman at a gas station who was shot in the shoulder. Now, you see, she agreed to perform karaoke on a man in exchange for $5 and a can of Pringles. No, I do not know what flavor of Pringles, but I swear to God, they worked this detail out. $5 and a can of Pringles. Now, unfortunately, her mouth hug was not satisfactory because the guy demanded his $5 back, and she handed it to him. Then he shot her in the shoulder before fleeing on
Jesus.
Foot. Now, the woman will survive. They say it's a non-life-threatening injury, and she got to keep the Pringles. So, in the end, I guess she won. You had to taste out of her mouth. But there you go. I don't know what it is with Pringles lately, but it's not just for drinking wine out of, but also it gets that nasty.
Man,
nasty. $5 and a can of Pringles.
Pringles, obviously, is
it's a currency.
Yeah, it's really,
again,
it's really
currency,
popular now.
It's a way to hide your booze.
If I'm Pringles, I use this in my advertising.
And for the record, for my taste, it'd have to be sour cream and onion.
Are you saying for your taste, the taste of you, or for your personal...
I'm just saying if I was going to do that for a can of Pringles, you said you didn't know what flavor, I'm going sour cream and onion.
All right.
My personal Pringle pick.
Hand them a can and ask them. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue, on the throat, to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.